Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Who else has been jamming out to Tupac in the last, couple of weeks? More than they have. I can't say it's ever really left my playlist since 1996, but I have to say it's increased in rotation in the last little bit. And I'm like, damn. I miss some of this stuff. Some of this stuff was good. All Eyes on Me, that's a great album. Anyway, the trial, 30 years after the death of Tupac Shakur. That's what we're talking about today and where it is at with our daily update for you. Press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss it. We're walking you through the whole trial, breaking it down, and you can stay up to date. And if you're not going to watch every moment of coverage, I don't blame you. It's a lot to get through, and there's a lot of trials going on right now. By the way, take our podcast with you. The QR code is right there on the screen if you're watching us on YouTube. If you're not, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi wherever you get podcasts, if you're not already doing that, and press subscribe so you don't miss any of our conversations on this case. September 9th, 2009, a Las Vegas detective, an LAPD detective, and Dwayne Davis, with his own lawyer beside him, the detective wants to know what went through his head once Tupac Shakur was dead. This is interesting. We're getting some interesting little nuggets out of this trial, especially if this is a case that you followed since 1996, like I have. His answer on tape: I knew. We was like, damn, we can get paid now. One detective checks it. Paid by Puffy, right? Davis. Yeah. That tape played for a Las Vegas jury On Friday, August 21st of 2026, Sean Combs has denied any involvement in the killing for 30 years, by the way. We're not saying he's involved. I'm just telling you what happened in court. Police have never named him a suspect, and he's never been charged. Everything Davis says about him is Davis's claim, and the jury heard it come out of Davis's own mouth. Davis, by the way, is the one on trial here for murder. So does it benefit him to say Buffy was involved? Minimally, maybe? I mean, or not? I mean, it. I don't think it does. I don't think that helps either. No, because that just shows he did it for money, if that's true. Or I guess here's how it could benefit. If it can be really shown that Puffy had nothing to do with it, this is another lie, and he's a liar, so the Puffy story's a lie, why would this other story be true? Reasonable doubt is the game here, so they're going to try and find it wherever they can. By the end of that day, the jury had heard Davis tell this story three ways: to detectives for a deal, to a camera for a check, and then on his feet in a courtroom where no one was paying. Davis is the only person ever charged in Tupac's murder. Prosecutors don't say he fired. They say he planned the attack and supplied the gun. That's the charge he's fighting. And Friday belonged almost entirely to his own voice. The first witness of the day was the man in the story who never told his version. Leonard Jefferson came to the Las Vegas in 1996 for the Tyson fight and never went in. He sold his tickets in a hotel lobby and spent the night people watching. Later, at a stoplight, he raised a camera and took a picture of Tupac in the passenger seat of a black BMW with Suge Knight driving. It is the last photo of Tupac alive. You probably are picturing it in your head right now. Minutes later, shots. Jefferson testified that police drew their guns at him at the scene, ordered him out of his car, then let him go. He went back to his hotel. An officer tracked him down there and told him to come back. The reason, by Jefferson's account, they'd messed up by releasing him. A juror asked which detective met him when he returned. Kevin Manning. Jefferson didn't know what he had until he developed the role weeks later. The photo became famous, and so did a theory that he'd staged it. Prosecutors asked him directly. I did not. The man who never changed his story and never got paid for it had to be fetched by the police that lost him. 30 years on, the state still needs him to say that the picture is real. Then came the version with a price tag. Mario Diaz directed Death Row Chronicles, a 6-part BET series from 2018. He testified that Davis was paid to appear. Davis himself had said publicly he did the show for the money. Diaz testified he handed Davis at least one paycheck. He put the total somewhere between $10,000 and $20,000, and on cross allowed it might have come in $5,000 installments. Davis shook his head in the courtroom while he said it. That's all you get for being in the Death Row Chronicles? That's all you get for like going on camera and admitting you were part of a murder? That's end up with like 10, 15 grand at the end of the day for putting that out there. That seems like a, I don't think that's a that is a decision that is motivated by money. That is a decision that is motivated by ego. Yes. $10,000-$15,000. It's a nice little chunk of change, not enough to publicly expressly admit to murder. unless you really think you're going to get away with it, which it seems to be a bit of a gamble that he was doing. Just take the idea of being busted by the police out of it for a moment. Take the idea that you're openly admitting on television that you had direct involvement with the murder of Tupac. You might get a hit put out on you. There might be some people that don't like that. To me, it just seems like, oh, but remember, Keefe thought he was dying of cancer at the moment, wanted to get that check, although it wasn't that much. And he's egotistical as shit. That's a good recipe for stupidity. Which, if you ask me, the man has pretty much lived that path through all of his existence. Maybe it's time for the cancer to win. The jury watched the clips, Davis on camera, saying, I'm coming out now to tell the story because I got cancer. I got nothing else to lose. He said he saw Tupac in the BMW working the crowd like he was in a parade. Then his car made a U-turn to catch up. Davis and said, I'm the only one alive who can tell you who really killed Tupac. Asked who fired, he told the producer, keep it for the code of the streets. It just came from the backseat, bro. A 2008 statement started as someone else's case. An LAPD task force was investigating the killing of the notorious B.I.G. And Dupree testified earlier in the week that federal prosecutors were holding drug charges over Davis to bring him to the table. The deal was a proffer. He talks, and nothing he says in that room can be used to charge him. Dupree also testified the task force never asked Davis about Tupac. At a meeting before the proffer, they asked about the Wallace killing, and Davis denied it, then added, we did the other one. Dupree from the stand, we were shook. We were surprised. They weren't even asking him about Tupac, and he volunteered it. Oh, this is a man who's just done stupid shit his entire life. The jury has heard the promise in Greg Kading's own voice. Nothing you say today can be used against you. Another voice in the recording. Nothing leaves this room. Then Dupree's warning. If you don't say nothing, it's cool. But if you go out there and start talking. Diaz testified that audio from that sealed interview ended up in his hands for the show. He cut pieces into the episode. He told the jury he got it from one of two consultants on the series, Kading or Mike Dorsey. Kading is the detective who made the promise on the tape, and after retiring, he described that interview in a book he published in 2011. Dorsey is his co-author. Diaz couldn't remember which man actually handed it over. Mike Dorsey took the stand later that afternoon. He testified he wrote that questions Diaz asked Davis and fed him follow-ups as the interview went on. He recorded the session on his own phone. Dorsey's own film about the case, Murder Rap, drew a letter from Combs' lawyers to Apple TV calling it defamatory. Dorsey said no lawsuit ever actually came, though. On cross, the defense put the book Kading and Dorsey wrote about the investigation on the screen. Diaz admitted he'd read it. A juror asked how the description was made to splice police audio into a television episode. Diaz, the decision was mine. Prosecutors told the jury the BET series and the memoir Davis published a year later are what stripped the protection off his 2008 statement. He went out there and started talking. The judge agreed before trial that this ruling is the only reason the jury has heard a word of it. By Dupree's account, the task force had even signed Davis up as a confidential informant in March of 2009. By his account, on that September 2009 recording, the hunt started at Club 662. They were looking for the men who'd beaten his nephew, Orlando Anderson, in the MGM lobby hours earlier. Suge Knight specifically. Suge's car was not there. They left and stopped at a liquor store. Detectives asked if they'd search for Tupac's crew. Davis, nah, we got lucky. Then the white Cadillac pulled up beside a black BMW. Davis says a man he calls Zip pulled a 40 Glock from a secret compartment in the car and told him, handle your business. Davis says he handed it to DeAndre Smith in the back seat and that Orlando asked for it. A detective asked what happened next. Davis said, got to shooting. The detective pushed him on who, and Davis gave the name Orlando. Davis says Orlando shot at Suge 5 or 6 times. He says he saw a bullet hit Suge's head and thought Suge was the only one hit. Asked where Orlando was aiming, Davis said he didn't know. Afterward, he says Orlando urinated on his hands to wash off the gunpowder. Jerry heard one more thing happen in that room. Shortly after Davis described the gun, he asked the Las Vegas detective to leave. Dupree stayed, so did Davis's lawyer at the time, Wayne Higgins. Davis went on describing a Las Vegas murder with the Las Vegas detective outside the door. So the state's exhibit carries the state's theory, the beating, the hunt, the gun Davis says he passed. It also carries "we got lucky." The sentence the defense will want the jury to remember, both are on the same recording. The detective circled back to Combs before they were done. "Did he play a role in the shooting, Davis?" "Yeah, I think so." Davis had described in that room expecting to be paid after Tupac died. But by his own account, the money never came. Combs denies all of it, has never been charged, and is in New York in jail on his own charges. How did Davis feel about Tupac being dead? "I wish it never happened, man." And then the line the jury heard last, "I wish I never met Puff Daddy, period. He messed up my life." The man who said he expected a payday for a murder was describing himself as the one who got hurt. In this case, financially. Friday afternoon, after hours of his own voice, Davis stood up in the courtroom. He pointed at the prosecutor, said, "I get beat up by the cops. The guy attacked me in here, sent me to prison. This is just wrong, and it's mostly this guy." The prosecutor answered for the record. I think he's indicating he's upset I'm prosecuting him for murder. Earlier in the day, outside the jury's presence, David had complained that the state keeps putting his address and his sister's address in public filings. He said his house had been broken into. The judge said she was aware. Court resumes this week. And the tape keeps playing. Orlando Anderson has been dead since 1998. The detective who took the confession became an author and a consultant, and the filmmaker got his series. The only man in the story who says he never got paid is the one on trial. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue our conversation right there. Until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher. Crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher. Crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast. And now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher. Crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.